in a greedy little world that teaches every little boy and girl to earn as much as they can possibly, then turn around and spend it foolishly. We created us a credit card mess. We spend the money that we don't possess. Our religion is to go and blow it all. So it's shopping every Sunday at the mall. All we ever want is more, a lot more than we have before. So take me to the nearest shore. Can you hear it ring? It makes you wanna sing. It's such a beautiful thing. Cause yeah, lots of diamond rings.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. This is James Martinez. This is the Cash Flow Show for Monday. My dear friend John is missing in action and shall return on Wednesday with my host and guest and friend Bob Neverett on Wednesday. So please stay tuned for that. And John Stadtmiller will probably return Wednesday. So hope everybody had a good weekend. I know everybody's been probably watching their televisions, listening to the radio, getting misinformed and informed via their television set about the election process, the financial issues, all that seems to be finally, after years and years and years of the media ignoring the current economic situation of the fiat current money system failing us, now it's suddenly decided that it's slightly going to pay attention to that and address those issues in the financial news network shows and so forth. However, you don't see them discussing that much in the election campaign at all. As John and I have expressed to you many times, they're just not going to mess with that situation. They're not even going to talk about it. They're going to talk about all the grand schemes and great ideas and use every trigger word that's ever made you react to anything in every previous election to get you to go out on that special day and vote for them. But remember, they have to deal with money too. They have to deal with budgets. They have to deal with all the gigantic, huge mess that we've created with the current financial system that we're in today. So it's going to take somebody with superior brains, superior will, great team, great advisors, everything to clean up that gigantic mess that's occurred economically with us now that's affecting the entire world. And as you know, and as I know, and everybody else that listens to this broadcast, our buddy Ron Paul, it seems like that he's the only guy addressing the situation and the only guy that looks like he's going to be able to actually resolve some of those issues as well. So today, please, if you would, feel free to call in and express your grievances with the credit card companies or whatever issues you have financially. Please, if you would, call 800-313-9443. Again, it's 800-313-9443. So, as you may know, I work in the entertainment business out here, and I'm completely involved with the film and TV. And you'd be surprised that a lot more people out here are not stepping up to the plate and addressing the issues like Aaron Russo did, our good friend and director that John knew and I knew, who did that movie Freedom to Fascism. Now, however, I might add that quietly behind the scenes, everybody is extremely worried about the financial situation, but nobody will come out publicly and talk about it. There's careers on the line. There's banks on the line. A lot of showbiz people, as you may or may not know, have two lives, sometimes three, and most of their lives are spun through attorneys, publicists, agents, and any public appearances that they make are very they're slick, they're prepackaged, the whole thing. We're going to get into your credit card issues and what the media is going to be doing in the next month or so having to do with that. And so I do have some special news and announcements that have come up over the weekend. So we'll be back right after this.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
All right, we are back. This is James Martinez. If those of you that just tuned in right now, John is out for a couple days. He shall return on Wednesday. And now I want to get into this weekend's event that's relevant to this particular show. As I've mentioned to John, as well as everybody listening here, I've started to begin the print media expose of this show and its relevancy for everybody, so that this show can get the platform that it deserves, so that everybody can hear about the truth about the credit card industry and what it's done, because I think now it's pretty relevant, don't you think, everybody? It's okay. Big newspapers can talk about it. However, you'd be surprised. I went and did another interview for a paper this weekend, and it went pretty well. They are going to pretty much leave an uncensored interview based upon my background, how I got here, what the real show is, how it is, all of that stuff. You'll see all of that coming up. So look out for it. I'm gonna probably set up a link or something like that that will allow you to review the article. Now, I did mention too that I spoke to the LA Times, and also I've heard back from them, and here's what they're saying, guys. This is where your media is at. Look, if I had a pictures with Britney Spears talking about this or something like that in front of me, it probably would have been a completely, totally different thing. They probably would have printed it right away. But their first impression was, yeah, this is relevant. Yeah, this is important. But is there a Hollywood angle in which we can take this and then print it? Because then, of course, then it's legitimate, of course. It's legitimate because there's a Hollywood angle, and people in film and media are now interested. Is that totally insane or what? It can't just be the merit of the story and the subject matter, which is relevant to everybody in the United States right now. It has to have a Hollywood sizzle to it. Now that, I was not insulted per se, but it just goes to tell you that editors of newspapers, if it bleeds, it reads. In other words, if there's something controversial there, whether it's violent, whether it's got a Hollywood angle or whatever it is, and if they can tie it in, they will do that. And that was the explanation. I don't know if that's going to be the final response in terms of how they decide whether or not to print that, because once it does go in the LA Times, of course, then we're all over the world. And because, as you well know, it's like the New York Times. It's picked up at every major embassy, every major business, and so forth, that they all have copies of the LA Times. So you can see why they may be a little bit reluctant to print something, because obviously when they do so, it's going to be a reflection of the lack of free information flow that's been going around in the media about the financial situation and what we're in now. Because as you well know, a lot of this is totally new news to people. Some people that I talk to haven't got a clue in the world what most of us have been discussing for a long time. So I want to hear your thoughts about what the credit card companies have done to you, what you've experienced with them. You may dial 800-313-9443, and you can let me know there. You're completely anonymous. Most of you that I speak to that have gotten through this broadcast here, that I've either emailed or had some kind of a correspondence with, are all telling me how you got into your situations. Now, if you've gotten to me, I already know that you've been victimized, or you've made bad decisions, or something's happened to you, or the system has not been set up so that you can, you know, move on with your lives. As you well know, before I came here and started this show with John, I was dealing with credit cards for probably about 6 years. Specifically with the company, and then prior to that, another 2 years, learning about it, finding out what the courts do, which lawyers choose, what their arguments are, all of that. That's because I wanted to see what the judges were doing about this, because my first impression was when this happened and I learned about that, I couldn't grasp my mind around the fact that they could get away with this for so long, monetizing your signature and creating money out of thin air. I was just like, how come nobody's talking about this? Isn't this relevant? And I sat down with a lot of showbiz people a long time ago, and I said, can you believe this is going on? And originally, when we started doing the credit cards, it was a lot easier and different, because the credit cards companies really didn't want to put up much of a fuss about it, and they kind of let things go, and nothing was seen on their credit report. There was barely any letters people would receive back, and they wouldn't get any much arguments out of anybody, because no lawyers or collection companies want to get tied up in a paperwork that could be potentially used against them, because at that point we were giving the burden of proof to the credit card companies and the lawyers that were representing those accounts and making them prove the fact that they loaned something. But we were using the Fair Credit Billing Act and some other techniques to go through that process. Today you do not need to do that. Today, thankfully, we have Brad Daly, Court Mediation Services, who's been extremely successful doing this for quite some time, and the whole game has changed now. Before, the only way you could really dispute an item and make it worthwhile and easy for the public to understand, because there's many ways of doing it, was using a dispute process. Now that doesn't need to occur, and now for the average consumer can take their unsecured debt. That includes school loans, medical bills, things that are in collection agencies now, and now you're able to go through a process where you can use Brad Daly's services and not have to deal with the responsibility of going through the argumentative process that it takes usually to eliminate these particular alleged debts. And I've always gotten people to say that these are alleged credit card debts, because until such time as a court or somebody with authority somewhere says, well, you know, we did loan you money, these are alleged debts. So everybody that I speak to, email, I always mention that these are alleged debts. But now you have the opportunity to dial this telephone number. This telephone number is an overview and a pre-recorded overview of court mediation services and how it works with Brad Daly. You can dial the following number, which is 888-213-7655. Or you can go back and listen to the archives with my interview with John on November 7th, 2007, with Brad Daly. And then we did another one after that, though I can't think what exactly the date is at this moment, but I know it's in there. If you go back in the archives, you can listen to a second interview I did with him as well. The first interview has some of his clients that have worked with him, that have gone through this process previous, so it's a good reference point. Also, as I say all the time, and I repeat it over all the time, because I know we have new listeners and people are being referred to this broadcast, and a whole bunch of things are happening behind the scenes that a lot of you don't know about that I have to deal with email-wise, phone call-wise. So what you want to do, so go listen to the overview. Again, it's 888-213-7655. Listen to that. Check that out. Then I want you to get a copy of Freedom to Fascism, the movie. This is the most important movie, I think, that's been made in such a long time. Documentary-wise, it should have won all loads of awards. Of course, nobody's touching it because it's like a hot potato. Nobody wants to deal with that. There's no Motion Picture Academy, no film festival, none of it. None of those, Sundance, all those things that I know about and deal with, none of them have addressed this movie. Not one. No awards have been given to it. Nothing. Now, why do you think that is? Exactly. This is such a hot topic that a lot of filmmakers don't even want to get near it. And the film festivals, which you all know, and the Cannes Film Festival, Sundance Film Festival, Slam Dance, and all the other film festivals that we have throughout the United States, there's been, or the world for that matter, there's been very little talk about this particular movie because of the nature of it. That doesn't mean that you cannot get a copy of it and send it to your friends, because until such time as they've watched this movie with your friends and with your colleagues and work people, wife, son, whatever, you really are not clued into what is going on at all. Because a lot of times the difficulty that I've had and a lot of you have had is a lot of you confront your friends or family or whoever and say, well, this is what's going on, and the Federal Reserve is a total fraud, the IRS is a total scam, this is what's going on, and they look at you like you're a total nut job. Well, that's why he made this movie. So again, you can get free copies of this. And I expect you to order just more than one, because you're basically going to be passing them out to your friends and colleagues and so forth. And you can get them through this network by dialing 800-724-2719. This is actually, this movie is one of the best tools I've ever come across to confront the issues with somebody that's resistant to these particular ideas that we talk about here and all the time that are like second nature to us. Because you'd be surprised, there's millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people that have no idea in the world what's going on. Most of this stuff was never discussed to me in college or in high school, for that matter, ever. Not once. Now, our school systems are supposed to be there to educate us, right? Well, if they're not telling us and giving a free flow of information on this particular idea, we're going nowhere. We're going nowhere. We've got nothing. And as some of you have seen the TV, now Kennedy is backing Obama, and I watched a little highlights of his speech this morning. There's nothing on there about the money. Nothing. Massive, grandiose dreams and ideas of what Obama is going to do when he comes in, potentially, takes over the presidency, and then he's got the biggest debt and mess in the world to deal with. Do you think that guy can handle it? I don't think so. I do not think so at all. I don't think anybody except Ron Paul really has a chance of really addressing these things. So we will be back in just a moment. Again, please call 800-313-9443. I'm taking your calls. We'll be back right after this.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
All righty, we're back. It's James Martinez. If you're just tuning in now, John shall return in a couple days. I am here with you to take your calls on the credit card industry, your particular issues with your unsecured debts that you need to take care of and so forth. I've heard just about everything and over the span of 8 years having to people, what's happened to people with the credit card companies, high interest rates, complete total rape across the board from the banks, what they've done to people with their credit reports. Let me tell you something. There is a way to sue the credit bureaus. And for all of you that have considered doing that because you've maybe you don't have any unsecured debt at all and you're fine, but your credit reports are screwed up, I would be happy to send you information if you email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com on how to do that. Because here's the thing, everybody. It's only the people that have stood up and actually addressed the situation with their credit cards and attacked it and resolved it that actually really make a dent into what's going on. As you may know, when I first started this broadcast, A company that I was formerly working with was sued by Chase Manhattan Bank. They were sued by Chase Manhattan Bank because they were winning all the time. And the only way to really stop that would be able, would for the reason to sue them, drown them in paper, and so forth. So really, what it said to me when that occurred is that, they helped thousands and thousands of people. I've probably gone through, probably $30 million with people that I've counseled and gone with, getting rid of their unsecured debt, alleged unsecured debt, so forth. And, that type of thing made a difference. And the real issue is this radio broadcast, whether we're nationally syndicated, whether it's in its current state now, the real action takes place is with you. That's right. You, the listener. You getting out there, telling everybody, sharing that video, Freedom to Fascism, renting. You can maxed out the movie. That goes into the whole process about what it's done to our society. It really doesn't go into the infrastructure of the banking, but it goes into the results of what it's done. There's issues with students being totally destroyed and committing suicide because of the credit card industry. And it's bled through to every other thing that we do in this society. Because most people, you know, I know, when they go to the grocery store, people are using the credit cards to pay for things because they just don't have the money. Or if they're really tight on their budget, most people use their credit card because they're afraid that they won't have enough money in their checking account. So it's always, they're, most of the time I've seen that most people use credit cards out of anxiety or fear or peer pressure. As you well know, most of the commercials that we run today in prime time are coercing you to use your credit cards even more and put more association between your personal life and your financial life, and for instance, your physical health and well-being with your credit card as well, and to automate that so that we stop using cash and stop using these things and so forth. So we're in a lot of trouble. There is no presidential candidate that is going to be able to come in and fix the stuff that has happened with the current situations and conduct that they're talking about on the air. It's impossible. Hillary's won't talk about it. Obama won't talk about it. None of the guys are going to talk about it at all because they know that they're not going to get in if they talk about that. For those people that are really want the change necessary and the things that they need to move forward in this life financially, you're going to have to back Ron Paul and you're going to have to get out there. You know, he's not even anywhere on the TV right now. We probably know he's probably going to run independent in February, and there's going to be a massive infrastructure change on how he projects himself and how his campaign goes. I think I haven't verified that for sure by any means, but hopefully he will do a complete change around and win the way he's conducted himself and how he handles his campaign thus, you know, forward from here. Now, okay, back to this weekend. I spoke to the papers, the LA Times, and I spoke to another independent paper and a magazine that's going to be coming out as well regarding this issue. Now, I might say, and I want to say for the record, that the people that have helped this broadcast and expanding it to get to a bigger level have been members of the civil rights family, Black Americans. That is right. That is right. Those are the people, the only people that have assisted me, not by me asking them, but them coming forward and saying, hey, you need to do this. Hey, can I help you do this? Hey, can I help you do this? Because these people, the civil rights families, I should say, that have made a massive contribution to this country are the ones stepping forward to get on the stick and kick ass. Sorry, everybody. Those are the people that have stepped forward. It may be a surprise to you, but I welcome them. I want to thank them on the air. I want to thank Alexia Norton-Jones. I want to thank Donsley Abernathy. I want to thank other people that have contributed and via email or calls with encouragement and so forth, because as you well know, if this show was so pertinent, it would already be nationally syndicated, but obviously John and I are not going to censor what we say about the banks, because we can't and we won't. I won't at all. And much of what I've said now is out there, but they don't want me going head-to-head with some of the biggest talk show hosts that are nationally syndicated and talking about this, it could lead to some problems. But that may change. It may change. And from what I understand, it is probably going to change. So everybody, taking your calls, 800-313-9443. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Alrighty, it's James Martinez, Cashflow back. We are here. We want to take a call. Justin from Tennessee, how's it going?
Hey, James.
Hi. How are you?
I just wanted to, hey, good. How are you doing?
All right.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to say that your show is absolutely a godsend.
Oh, well, thanks.
Man, it's, I used to listen to Dave Ramsey, and the way he works is he kind of works from the bottom up, kind of helping the people, but doesn't actually talk about the Federal Reserve and the way the system works, and I really like how you guys work from the top down, and you even want to help people on the bottom. But my question is there any way that you guys have ever thought about going into like maybe a 2-hour show?
There's possibilities, like Justin. I tell you, because of time, engineering, locations, money, all sorts of issues. I'm always honest about what's going on with this show with the public, because it's really your show. It's everybody's show. And there's a lot of contingencies about the amount of what it would cost to do things and put in a larger amount of time. All those issues are up in the air. They may change for the better. I know there's a lot of planning. I'm talking to a lot of people out here in Los Angeles about it. So there's a lot of interest to do that. We're working on it because, frankly, 60 minutes goes by pretty quick, you know?
Well, where can I donate to your show if I want to send you some money?
Oh, you know what I would do? I would call the following number. You know what? This is what you do. Why don't you email me, and I will forward your email to the appropriate party to handle that stuff. And you can email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, and I'll see to it that John Statmiller gets that email, and you can go from there.
Okay, great. Thank you for your time, sir.
No problem, Steve. Thanks a lot for listening. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Alrighty. Okay, we got another call. I think we got Steve in Ohio. Are you there?
Yes. Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. I'll tell you what, this is a long story, but I'm going to try to make it short. I was talking to a friend a couple of weeks ago, and she was telling me she had a credit card problem, so I was telling her about your show. And so she stopped over this last weekend, and she showed me some court papers she received, a credit card company. Well, it wasn't a credit card company. What it was a lawyer was, trying to sue her for this old credit card debt. And she got this letter from the local municipal court. And she has 28 days to respond to this lawyer. There's no court date. It doesn't say she has to appear in court. But she just has to respond to this lawyer within 28 days, or he can get a judgment against her.
Okay, hang on a second. Let me ask you. Go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry. It sounds like what happened is back in 2000, this credit card company wrote her debt off. And
2000? Year 2000? Is that what you said?
Yes, the year 2000. Okay. And so apparently, a bank can do that and then write that off their taxes, or a certain percentage of it they can. And then, of course, they turn that into your credit record, and then you're sort of screwed from there. But so 10 years later, this lawyer comes along and probably find just this balance of whatever she owed that they couldn't write off, and they're suing her now for it.
Okay, so, all right. Let me just stop you there and let you know, number one, I want you to email me too, because there's a statute of limitations on some of these debts and when collecting them. I've never heard of an alleged debt being out there and then 10 years later somebody getting sued on it. That is way, way out there, and that shouldn't even be a case at all right now. What I want you to do is either she or you can email me that. I'm going to email you the statute of limitations for collecting on these alleged debts for all the states. What state is this happening?
This one is Ohio.
In Ohio.
Yes.
So she got sued on a debt that's 10 years old in the state of Ohio. Now, was there collection letters that came before that? Did a law firm say, hey, we have this alleged amount for such and such amount, we're going to sue you? Or did they just sue flat out?
There was no letters or anything.
She just got served. Just got served. There was no forewarning or anything, right?
Right. If she actually owes this company, because she doesn't even recognize the names on it. But if she does, she said that she doesn't even remember it. And so here's what's suspicious about the whole thing is with this court or with this notice, this is a certified letter that she had to sign for, and they had Exhibit A in the back of this letter, sort of like evidence that she owes us money. And what it was, all this evidence was it looked like a photocopy of the back of a credit card statement, the fine print, how you see. And that's all they had. They didn't have none of her signatures or anything.
No, of course not. Well, look, just so you know, I mean, this situation for you, I'm glad you called in to talk about this, because this happens all the time, okay? These debts have a certain amount of time where law firms collect on them. What this particular law firm is hoping is that she's so ignorant, she's going to get scared. She's contracted now. They have proof of service. She signed it over. Now they have 30 days to respond. Now, basically, she doesn't really have a defense because she didn't do anything prior to. However, she can still go in and win that case based on the fact that they have to. Well, for starters, the first issue is it's way too late to collect on that debt. Way too late. Most states, think the longest one is 7 years. And if you email me, I will send you the statute of limitations for collecting on these debts for all the states. That's the first issue. Second issue is that there's no signature on there. Third issue is they have to prove that they actually loan money. So if I were in that town with the right people, I would make an example out of this law firm. So what I would like for you to do is if you can email me that, I will get that out to you, and I will suggest something that you may be able to do to assist this person. How much is the alleged debt? What are they going after?
Oh, just like $1,200 or something like that.
$1,200.
Yeah. So like, it's just sort of like not really a whole bunch of money, but I mean, you know, to some it would be a lot.
Okay, see how low they are?
I know.
That's pathetic. Yeah. That is pathetic.
I can just
imagine. Pathetic.
I can just picture like some lawyer that probably can't handle trials or anything like that, you know, buys himself a dirty little
office. No, he got his bar card in night school, probably.
Yeah.
The collection game is where you just threaten people, scare them. Hopefully they're ignorant. They'll pay. This guy, first of all, if it were me, his bar card would be at stake. He would lose that case. I would completely exploit him in the court and publicly. That is absolutely ridiculous for somebody to get sued on a debt that's alleged debt that's at least 10 years old that they have no proof of, no signature of. They can't even prove, and they're going after $1,200? It's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Okay,
so what I want you to do is email me regarding that. I will do my best to forward you or reply with some strategies that will help that, because the fact is she's got 30 days to respond. They're going to wait for her to come back with something. Otherwise, they're going to go for summary judgment right away.
Okay.
Which is what they're going to do.
Is this something your service would handle, or does she handle
it? It may. You'd have to give me the details of the case.
Okay.
I don't need to see the paperwork. I just need more details of how much it is, who the law firm is, when she got served, how many days she's got to respond, what she's done previously on this. Is there any paperwork? Did this just show up out of nowhere? She just got sued out of
nowhere.
It
did. She said that she didn't even know about, you know, this. They have names on there where this guy, by God, I don't know, you know how they pass this stuff down from one place to another, like collection agencies, and somehow this lawyer ended up with it. Now he wants to, like, garnish her wages and all kinds of stuff.
Okay, that's the other thing that they're going to try and do. I mean, first of all, he's got a long way to go. First of all, the guy should lose his bar card for even messing with something like this. This is really, really ugly. This happens all over the U.S. I'm so glad you called in to let me know about that. Email me at that address, and I'll be happy to see what I can do about fixing that. It's for $1,200, it's ridiculous. I don't hear many people that get sued for that low, especially on something that's 10 years old. It's ridiculous.
Okay, I'll write to you. One other, just a quick question is, I've had other friends that talked about the same thing, and is it better for them not to accept that certified letter, or do they have to accept that?
What do you mean accept?
Well, like if they suspect that their lawyer's doing this to them, and they get a certified letter, is it best for them not to accept that letter, or should they accept it to see what's going on?
My thing is never to run away from these guys, but a lot of people want to not answer the service and ignore it. That, I found, is ineffective if they happen to catch you some way, and then you go into court, and then they say, well, it looks like you are running from this, your obligation, and blah, 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 all this nonsense. For me, my opinion is it's always to get right in their face. Never run from these guys. They should be running from you, not the other way around, ever.
Okay, that's what I figured, too, because I had one buddy that didn't accept a certified letter, and he ended up in jail until he could pay his debt because they put a
French one. And another thing, too. This is a civil proceeding, not a criminal thing. The criminals are the ones doing the suing and collecting after these alleged debts.
Okay.
So that's another – I want to email me about the thing guy going to prison.
Okay, well, in that case, what they did was they put a bench warrant out for him because he didn't show up for court. See what I mean?
Well, that doesn't mean you get in jail. That means you lose by default.
I think he had to sit in jail until his wife found the money to come and pay the debt off, and then they released
him. Okay, that's another sick thing. So if you would email me the details as much as you can on that, too, I would like to bring that up because, listen, I've been doing this for 8 years. I've never, ever, ever heard of anybody going to prison because they didn't show up for court. When you don't show up for court, you lose by default.
Okay.
That's what happens. And then you have a judgment, and then they take that judgment, and then they come after you and put liens or garnish or do whatever they're going to do. You don't go to jail. This is a civil issue. You can't go to jail because you're broke.
It doesn't seem like you could. Okay.
Okay, well, so Jeff, email me that. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for your time, James.
All righty, buddy.
Okay, bye.
Okay, all right. We have Mark from Kentucky. Are you there?
Yeah, hold on. Let me turn on the radio here.
All right.
Email me about the same guy.
Yeah, you turn it all down.
I turned down the radio. I got a situation where I accrued a certain amount of credit card debt, and I've got like about 4 or 5 credit cards.
Yeah.
And I've been running from the credit card companies, I'll be completely honest for you. And I was thinking about just getting rid of it. I'd first went to bankruptcy and all that to have this all taken care of, but I don't think it was taken care of to the bankruptcy court.
You and don't know?
I don't know, yes.
Well, you'd know if you'd have to pay the court costs to do that and get a lawyer to do it, or unless you did it yourself. I don't know what you did.
We did. We got a lawyer to actually do it ourselves and all that. And what happened was is we got all the necessary paperwork, and then they said something about I had to get my IRS return and all that taken care of before I can get this bankruptcy taken care of. And I sent in the paperwork for the IRS.
Wait, Mark, if you did a bankruptcy on credit cards, there's a court docket that explains that you've done that. If you don't have a court docket that's been stamped and it says, you know, these issues have been discharged, you've got nothing. So you have
Never got it through the mail, nothing. No.
Well, then you need to go to the local courthouse where you did it and find out what's there. Because here's the thing. Bankruptcy totally sucks and is a complete waste of time to even do right now in this society, because you're asking to be scarred for that amount of time, 10 years, on something that is not your fault. The system was set up to fail for you, and why should you bother admitting to any of it? This is alleged credit card debt. It doesn't exist, for starters. So what I want you to do is you need to go to the courthouse, find out what's there, and you need to find out the status of your situation, and then once you know, let me know. If it's gone through and the court docket is there and it's done. It's too late, which means none of them should be coming after you anyway if it was done correctly. But if it's not, because I don't understand how you can declare bankruptcy on credit cards with the new law the way that Bush signed, because technically you can't.
It was done before the law was signed.
So how many years ago was that?
I guess about 2-3 years ago, yeah.
So you did the BK before?
Right.
Before Bush signed the deal?
Right.
Okay. Then you're okay. But you still need to see the court docket proving that, because the credit card companies don't follow the rules. They'll come after you even though cases have been done, because you've got to understand there's millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of cases out there where people can't pay and they're completely unorganized. Totally unorganized.
Well,
you can have the court docket in your hand and send them copies of it, and somehow they'll screw it up. So if you're getting harassed by these guys, and that's the issue that's going on, you need to find out that you need a copy of that court docket, because it'll say, goodbye, don't talk to me ever again.
Well, basically how I did was I never got anything back from my lawyer or anything like that saying that this was cleared up.
Your lawyer sucks.
Yeah, and so... I'm trying to figure out what the hell
he does. You paid him, didn't you? Didn't you pay him?
We did. Yes, we did. And
well, then he's obligated, and I would another guy. Here's another guy that should lose his bar card too. If you pay for this, and this has to do with your financial life, and you do a bankruptcy, which is quite pretty serious, you should have record of it.
Right.
That doesn't exist. You need to call that guy. What you need to do is you need to write that lawyer a certified letter explaining you want all the written material of that court case, copies of it. And send it certified to him.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Mark. Hang in there, buddy. Okay, everybody. So there you go. You just heard of situations that even surprised me. I know we have a listener in New York who his father got sued. His father happened to be dead. Got sued on a case for a very small amount on an alleged debt. I think it was Citibank. That was like 5 or 6 years old. This is how crazy it is out there. Okay, everybody? So you can't sit back and just expect that these lawyers and everything will do things for you. I've always been a guy where you get in front of their face and you give the burden of proof to the credit card companies. Thankfully, you don't have to do that right now if you're in a particular situation and you're, you know, drowning in the credit card debt. There is a way, obviously, as I've spoken about numerous times on this broadcast, where you can get that issue taken care of. You can email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com, or you may listen to the overview that Brad Daly has with Court Mediation Services at 888-213-7655. Again, most people have no idea what in the world to do when they get a letter from a law firm. Lawyers, when they're collecting on these alleged debt, first have to send you a letter saying, hey, you owe this amount of money, blah, 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 and do it very officially. And then you are supposed to, they're supposed to validate and verify that debt according to the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. Most of them don't do that because most of these guys know that you're completely ignorant, clueless, and out to lunch and don't have any idea and you're scared out of your mind. That's what they're counting on, and that's what they make their money off of. They're not used to people getting in their face and challenging them. I love to get in their face. I live for it, actually, because these guys are part of the problem as well. Because if they knew what they were doing, they'd realize that they're making the problems worse for themselves and for these people that they're going after, and they're not helping anybody at all. Brad Daly, who we've interviewed on here, used to be on the dark side of the force, so to speak, and then he's gone over to the other side because he understood the larger parameter of things that are happening here, and now he's here to help you. So he is here. He's available. You can contact him through getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com. We'll be back right after this break.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproduction.
reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
All right, we're back. This is James Martinez with Cashflow. We got room for one more call. I think it's Lloyd in Idaho. Are you there?
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. I got a student loan question.
Uh-huh.
Back in the late 80s, some collection agencies came after me, and I told them that they had a fraudulent claim,
mm-hmm.
and they just refused to do anything and continued to try to collect. And
of course.
They would quit for a while, and then it would go to another one. And I would tell them the same thing. And it's been going on since about 1987, 88.
So
and
you have,
now I'm disabled, huh?
Oh, my God. They've been coming after you since when? What year?
Since about 1988. And they every once in a while they get some of my tax return. And since I've been disabled, they're getting $170 a month out of my disability check. And
why are they getting that?
Because Social Security doesn't have to check on anything, and you can't stop Social Security. You have to go back to the Department of Education. And
hey,
wait
a minute, just a second. This is on a school loan that you owe or allegedly owe?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I kind of get the issue here. Go ahead and email me at getdebtreliefnow@gmail.com.
Okay.
Regarding that,
is there any possibility of going after these clowns? Because I have kept all the records. Can we go back?
There is, but I would suggest that you pick battles worth fighting. The battle worth fighting is getting out of the alleged student loan. Just get out of it and stop it. That's the way to go, not to go after them, because you're dealing with people that have like maybe 12 brain cells. It's dehumanizing what they do. It's a paper war, basically. They prey upon the ignorance of the public, and because they know most public aren't stand up, get in your face type of people that go head to head with them. They count on the public not doing anything or not knowing what to do. Best way I would suggest is just deal with the alleged student loan itself, and then once that's done, then if you want to take up your time and energy to go after them for harassment or whatever they've been doing to you, that would be your business. But you have to weigh it all out, of course.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because look, they're all scumbags to me, and I'd bash them over the head, all of them, myself. But the fact is, I cannot, and you've got to pick a battle that's worthwhile for you in the long run. Going after them for doing that to you it's counter. Just go after the alleged school loan and dump it.
Yeah, see, I made audio recordings of some of the conversations where these people insulted me
you need to, like, anything over the phone, you should never, ever, 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 ever engage in any telephonic communication with any debt collector, period.
That's
never.
What I started doing. Because
what they're doing, they're eliciting responses out of you and finding out your emotional level, how much money you have, who you are, where you're at, blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
And that doesn't do you any good. What you should do is send them cease communication letters. You should complain to the attorney general of your state about harassing phone calls. You should write a letter to the FTC complaining to them about harassing phone calls, violations of the Fair Debt Collection Practices Act. Let them know you're doing it. But just don't even ever talk to them. Never, never.
Okay.
Okay, we got to go. I want to thank you for your call. Everybody
you.
That's called in, much appreciated. The gentleman that's getting sued after 10 years, if you could send me copies of that court docket, the allegations, I'll slam them on the next radio show and explain how they aren't going after anything. So everybody, thanks very much. We'll be back tomorrow, and take care. Thanks, everybody. This is James Martinez with Cashflow.